Hello and welcome to Reading the Library Book. This is the podcast wherein I read you a chapter of the library book at a time. We have been through 26 chapters so far, which means this is chapter 27. And my name is Emily, and I am very glad to be here with you to be able to read you chapter 27, which is called The Roots System. When we got back downstairs, we shared all that we'd learned from Dorothea. We taught everyone how to use the travel books, and then it was time to strategize about how to proceed. We had 6 travel books. There was mine, Eamon's, Cooper's, Mahout's, Toti's, and one for Kirzaka, who cried to be entrusted with it. The question was how to find the other wandering librarians. While we knew that Jardin was taking Demetrius, Svetlana, and Becky home, and that Axlam and Oswaldo were looking for our librarians with Jalissa, we didn't know where exactly everyone had ended up, or, for that matter, where the additional wandering librarians who'd vanished from their meeting were. How were we to let everyone know how to work the travel books and where to meet later?
"Kate, if only Cran were with us," said Toti ruefully. "She could help us get a message almost everywhere."
"Yes," said Eamon. "The root system communication of the tree library is really the best at popping up messages and books in the right place. Cran could help us get a message to every member of the Union of the Wandering Librarians through the roots system. The advantage is," he explained to me, "the roots can find them even if they're trapped. And once they know how to work their books, they'll easily free themselves."
"So we should have picked her up on our way here," said Mahout.
"We should pick her up now. I mean, we should just go there," said Cooper. "These books will take us to the tree library quicker than a frog can catch a fly."
"Right," said Eamon. "We go to the tree library."
"So, book race," said Mahout. "Whoever finds the tree library in their travel book first takes us all there. Ready, steady, go."
We all began turning the little wheels in our books and looking at the spines while the libraries looked over our shoulders. When I saw tree library written on the spine of my book, I held it aloft. Sarkis trumpeted and Plato waved his head. We gathered around the book so we could all see it. I opened it and with a whoosh, the light poured out. My stomach flipped, and when the light faded, we were all standing in the tree library. Across the trees, a rain of leaves started to fall and branches moved. Whatever was in the trees was moving closer and closer to us. Kirzaka started trembling and huddled next to Toti and the turtle.
"Is that the board coming for me?" he asked.
"No, I do not think so," said Toti. "They usually travel by car. It would be very unusual for them to run through the trees like a spider monkey."
Before anyone could offer any alternative theories, someone dropped down out of the tree to stand right in front of us. It was the tree librarian, who had a branch in her arms and looked ready to swing it at any moment.
"Who are you? And how'd you get here so all of a sudden like that?" she said fiercely.
"Selim Cran," said Eamon. "It is good to see you again."
"How do I know you are who you look like you are? I don't," she said, waving her branch.
"Cran, Cran, Cran," said Toti, trying to calm her down. "'Tis art to be a reet. It's me, Toti."
She pointed to the turtle. "And you know the library?" The tree librarian still looked skeptical.
"We've met too," I said. "Remember? I was here earlier when there was that book with the burlap and the string hiding in the shelves."
"Yeah," she said, running toward me. "That was the first weird thing that happened today. What did you do?"
"I, Cran, 'tis aft to be a hate," said Toti. "That is Leandra. She's trying to save our libraries and her library and all the books in Akita along with all the rest of us here.
You see, there is Eamon and Mahout and Cooper. They're all wandering librarians like me, and this is Kirsaka. He was a librarian in the waterways.
The tree librarian nodded and then exclaimed,
"The waterways!"
"Yes, we have had quite an adventure. We will tell the whole story when time is not quite so scarce. Meanwhile," Toti went on, "everyone, this is Cran. She is the tree librarian. And it sounds like she's had a day that's as crazy as ours has been."
"Such strange goings on," said Cran. "Such madness. People coming and going. Books appearing and disappearing. The trees are well distraught."
"Cran," said Toti, "we need your help. We need to get a message out to every wandering librarian in Akita and beyond. We have written up some instructions for helping us save the Omphalos and the books and all of their guardians. We need to reach everyone we can. Can you help us save Akita?"
"Why, of course I will, my mad student friend. Let's get you to the primeval tree immediately."
And she began walking quickly back into the grove of trees. We followed her as quickly as possible, but it was tricky for the elephant to negotiate all the trees. The camel was also a little bit baffled by all the little twigs underfoot. I was a little bit worried about this tree we were going to see. Would it be evil? She said it was primeval. That sounded very evil. Before too long, we'd arrived at the center of the woods, and there was the biggest tree I had ever seen. Its trunk was as wide as a small house, and it was many stories high. Its bark was smooth in some places and rough in others. It had leaves of several different shapes. Moss grew on it in some spots, but not in others.
"Why would such a beautiful old tree be evil?" I asked Eamon.
"Evil?" asked Eamon.
"She said it was primeval," I said.
"Oh," said Eamon, "primeval means very, very old, like the very first tree."
That made much more sense to me, and maybe that explained why this tree looked like many different kinds of tree in one. Cran, the tree librarian, went right up to it and began stroking and tapping on the tree in a smooth, worn section near the bottom. The tree then dropped a leaf right into her hand. She looked at it and then turned around to us.
"The tree has agreed to send messages to every wandering librarian as you have requested. Do you have the instructions ready?"
"Here they are," said Toti, and handed her a rolled-up scroll of paper.
Cran took it and brought it to what looked like a little knot on the trunk, but was actually a hollow. She tapped the trunk next to it and then placed the scroll in the hollow. A series of leaves fell as branches waved and creaked. There was a cracking sound, and then the tree was quiet again. Cran patted the tree and bowed to it before turning around.
"Message sent," she said.
We thanked her and the tree and all of the roots that spread our message everywhere. Then it was a matter of working out who would go where to spread the word. From a large branch above us, Cran pulled down a giant map of the central library.
Oh, that would make the most sense, given who we were, where our books would take us, and what would be the best environments for the libraries.
We decided that Kirsaka would stay with the tree librarian with the books we'd brought from the waterways. He could catch her up. They would do more research on the board and the history of Akita and would meet us later with all they'd learned. Mahout was going to the Great Books grasslands and then the savanna of special topics. Cooper would be headed to the Scarlet Swamp and the Coastal Collection. Toti planned to go to the Fable Stable and the Mechanical Mecca. Eamon and I would travel together, and we would go to Gate 1, since it led to so many other places, even the secret ones that didn't show up on the map. We agreed to meet in a room downstairs from where the board planned to meet so we could travel together into the meeting. Cran brought us all parcels of fruit to put into our bags and glasses of fruit juice to drink before we went.
"With the tree's gratitude," she said, as she gave them to us.
And so, with a bit of juice in our bellies and our travel books before us, we set our dials for our respective locations. We watched the others go first.
They were there with us under the primeval tree. Then they opened their books, and they weren't there anymore. So that was chapter 27, The Root System. And I'm wondering, do you know about this sort of new development in tree science where they found out that trees actually talk to each other? So I know that some people, it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, we know about this. And other people are like, what? So if I would love to know if that's a thing that you've heard about or not. I thought about sort of adding an element to this to connect those ideas a little bit, because in the science of that particular phenomenon, it turns out that it's a kind of fungi that connect all of the trees. So I was going to call it the roots and fungi system, but it just didn't sound so good. So I just stuck it with the roots since it's in Akita anyway, and it doesn't have to be based on the actual truth of how trees function, especially since the actual ways in real life, the way trees communicate is not actually by passing paper messages. Yeah, so I'm just curious about, especially from you young folks, if that's a thing you guys are talking about in your science classes in school or if that's a totally new piece of information. So that's a question. And did you remember Cran when she came back is my other question. Did you need some like more of a refresher about her, or you were like, oh, yeah, 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 Cran, I remember. Here, she's back. Yeah, I think those are my questions. So I would love to hear your thoughts and also your thoughts about possible titles. The title that I'm sitting with at the moment is Leandra's Lost Library. Do you like that one? You can vote online. I have adjusted the poll to reflect that new idea, and also you send me other ideas if you have them. The email is leandralibrary@gmail.com. And the voicemail where you can leave me a message is 646-847-8758. And that is all. I will see you next time for chapter 28.